Can you do this in a way that will make our ancestors proud? How is marriage like slavery?
All right, here's the ancestor proud, no fluff, hit you in the chest version of how marriage was slavery. The most shocking truth: the moment a woman married, she stopped existing as her own person under the law. Under the doctrine of coverture, her legal identity was erased and absorbed into her husband's. Everything she owned became his. Every dollar she earned became his. Her body was legally his to use. Marital rape didn't even exist as a crime. She had no right to refuse. She could not leave. For centuries, divorce for women was almost impossible. If she tried to walk away, she could lose her children, her home, her possessions, her reputation, everything. Just like an enslaved person, she was bound to serve until death or until her owner released her. Her labor was extracted for free. Cooking, cleaning, childbearing, raising the next generation, emotional service, sexual service, all unpaid, all demanded as her duty. This was forced labor, dressed up as love. The protection was a lie. Just like enslavers claimed to care for those they owned, men and the state claimed marriage protected women. In reality, it stripped away her ability to protect herself. She could not own property, control her wages, or even testify against her husband in court. Punishment for disobedience was legal. Men could beat their wives under the law. Reasonable chastisement was written into the legal codes. Disobedient wives could also be financially cut off, socially destroyed, or locked in asylums. The wedding was a property transfer. The father giving away the bride was not symbolic. It was the literal handover of ownership from one man to another. The wedding ring was a brand marking her as claimed. Bottom line, marriage was slavery with flowers on top. Same ownership, same lack of autonomy, same legal enforcement, just hidden under the illusion of romance.